Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Liz Funk. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Sisell. Batting third. The left fielder, Johnny Whatwood. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Kerry Self. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vic Frazier. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Vic Frazier. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Tom Jenkins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Blaeholder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, George Blaeholder. And now, play ball. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk takes first base on ball four. Bill Sisell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns bunts towards third. Self fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Schult moves to second. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Whatwood. Goslin reaches second base with a double. Schult scores. Burns goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Browns. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Frazier fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Goslin scores. It's 3-0, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Farrell. The throw from Grubb and he is safe. Farrell steals second. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Self fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jenkins for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a fly ball into right field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder bunts towards the mound. Frazier fields it and throws to first for the out. Levy moves to second. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Levy moves to third. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Levy scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Browns. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schult for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burns. The throw from Grubb and he is out, Cecil applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Poser pinch hits for Vic Frazier. Bob Poser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poser takes first base on ball 4. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-1 in the game. Cecil hits a line drive into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-1 in the game. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Funk moves to second. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Campbell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Hal McCain now pitching. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Goslin hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Funk. Goslin reaches second base with a double. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress is called out on strikes. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Self hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Jenkins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Levy bunts towards first. Blue fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Blue. Jenkins moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder is 0 for 0 in the game. Blaeholder bunts towards the mound. McCain fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jenkins moves to third. Levy moves to second. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Self fields it and throws to first for the out. Jenkins scores. Levy moves to third. Blaeholder moves to second. That run is unearned. One out. It's 5 to nothing, Browns. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Watwood throws the ball into Self, who relays the ball to Appling, who tags Burns trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Levy scores. Blaeholder scores. Two outs. It's 7 to nothing, Browns. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. Grubb hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Grant Bowler now pitching. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Self fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bowler fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Melillo takes first base on ball 4. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bowler fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-2 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whatwood strikes out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cecil moves to second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaya Holder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cecil moves to third. Campbell moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cecil scores. Campbell scores. Blue moves to second. It's 7-2, Browns. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Self hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields the ball, races to the bag for one, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Appling goes all the way around to score. Self moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-3, Browns. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-2 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Levy hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Blaya Holder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaya Holder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blaya Holder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Schult hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Funk. Schult reaches second base with a double. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Burns hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Schult scores. It's 8-3, Browns. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burns. The throw from Grubb and he is safe. Burns steals second. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Goslin takes first base on ball 4. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 11-3, Browns. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a line drive into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 11, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Grant Bowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lovey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Funk hits a fly ball into right field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 11, and the White Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jenkins hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Levy hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 11, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaya Holder fields it and throws to first for the out. Campbell moves to second. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Campbell scores. It's 11-4, Browns. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Self hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Appling moves to second. Smee Jolly pinch hits for Frank Grube. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult. Jolly reaches second base with a double. Appling scores. Self goes all the way around to score. It's 11-6, Browns. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Grant Bowler. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 11, and the White Sox 6. The Browns will come to bat. Benny Tate now catching. Jim Moore now pitching. George Blaya-Holder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaya-Holder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Blaya-Holder strikes out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Schult takes first base on ball 4. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Burns hits a fly ball into left field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Goslin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schult moves to third. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Goslin. The throw from Tate and he is safe. Goslin steals second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Kress strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 11, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Funk hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Watwood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 11, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.